Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Amidst all the parades, the cheering crowds and the backslapping from the billionaires, the inauguration of Donald Trump witnessed a rare moment of friction yesterday. During an inaugural prayer service, here's how the Episcopal Bishop of Washington, Marion Budd, appealed to the incoming president from the pulpit.
I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land.
Well, responding to that on Truth Social, Mr. Trump described Marion Budd as a radical left hardline Trump hater before adding she and her church owe the public an apology. We're joined now by the Church of Ireland Dean of St. Canice's Cathedral in Kilkenny, Stephen Farrell. Stephen, you're welcome to the programme. Can I ask firstly what you made of what Bishop Budd had to say?
Claire, thanks for having me on. I watched the entire sermon and I was enthralled. It was a masterclass in preaching. It was the gospel. It was what the church should be doing. She had 15 minutes. She took as her theme unity. Not unity that means bringing people together to pretend they all think the same, but unity that recognizes difference, that's based on humility, the dignity of every person, and honesty. And in her address, I thought she spoke the gospel. She spoke the truth to power. She had challenged not just for the president, but for everyone who was listening. She referenced the inequality of wealth. She had the tech bros you've already mentioned all there. She spoke about social media. She spoke about the power that comes with having just so much money. Mm-hmm. I thought she was fearless.
Now, I'm sure you saw too the reaction of Donald Trump and his family and J.D. Vance, the vice president as well, as she was speaking. What did you make of that?
Yeah. Well, I thought he looked bored out of his tree, to be perfectly honest. I when I heard him call for an apology, I thought it didn't look like it was taking too much out of him at the time. I know he said that the service could have been done better. He went back to some of his familiar tropes. He called her nasty. He called her a so-called bishop. If you think how sinfully slow the journey has been to get female bishops in the Anglican Communion, that was not a high blow. So I watched the reaction and I thought, you know, you go to church to hear the praise of the Almighty, not the praise of yourself. And actually to go as someone of great power in that context, to have a preacher say something that is critical of you should not come as a surprise.
But what do you make of that call for an apology, both from her and I suppose by extension from your church as well? And that apology he's saying should be to the American public.
Well, I mean, that's quite a way to call for an apology, really, ostensibly to yourself, to bring wider society on your side with it. No preacher is immune to getting things wrong. No preacher can be immune to having someone say, actually, you overstepped the mark, there should be an apology. But if you look at the service in context, if you look at the sermon in context, I don't think there really is a need for an apology there from the bishop, from the National Cathedral in Washington, from the Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. The service was upbeat. There was a jubilate sung. There were alleluias sung. There were people praying for the new administration, for all those branches of government, for the military. It was something that was very pro-American society and American government. But with everything that comes like that, you warn the sinner and you cheer the saint. There was much celebration, but there was also a little bit calling back to hear that message of the gospel.
But, you know, President Trump, whatever you might think about the individual policies, he was elected, you know, by the American people, and people knew what he was going to do. He had said and promised that he was going to deport illegal migrants, particularly those who had been convicted of a crime. He said he was going to declare a national emergency on the border with Mexico and so on. And he won his mandate on that basis. Is it the place of the church, of any church, to overrule that?
I think that question really gets to the heart of this, because I don't think it would have mattered if he put a billboard up outside the cathedral stating his policies in advance. Yes, he got a mandate from the American people, but the bishop is standing there as someone who will speak to power with a set of higher priorities than simply the mandate of the American electorate. Whether he got in by a slim majority, whether he'd come in on a landslide, she was still going to take as her barometer the life and gospel of Jesus Christ, apply that to what he was saying, and come out with a message that was very hopeful, very much offered a vision for the future of America, but that also brought some challenges.
Would you be concerned for her in the aftermath of making that speech and what Donald Trump said?
She is a fearless person. She's been the bishop there since 2011. In her time there, she has seen the first gay marriages take place in the cathedral. She criticized the National Guard during the George Floyd protests for throwing smoke canisters into the crowd. She criticized the president for having a photograph taken outside an Episcopal church. She is someone who has brought interfaith services into the cathedral. She doesn't strike me as someone who will shirk from a challenge, but I trust that if there is the need for protection or to look after her, that those things are put in place. But she had a moment for the gospel, to speak for the voiceless, and that's exactly what the church should always do.
Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. Stephen Farrell there, Dean of St. Canice's Cathedral.